So I'm Lucas, I'm a mathematical physicist. I got my PhD in Edinburgh working on functorial field theories and their connection to anomalies. And before coming here, I was a postdoc at the Max Planck Institute for Mathematics in Bonn. So yeah, I'm mostly interested in all kinds of mathematics and how they are connected to physics. So mostly homotopy theory, representation theory, higher categories, and a bit of differential and higher geometry. So I'm not actually going to talk about my work today. I'm just going to talk about one instance where the structures I'm interested in show up in physics, so that, like, just to motivate them. And since my position is funded by the Simons Collaboration on Global Categorical Symmetries, I want to talk a bit about what they are and generally how you might discover higher categorical structures if you care about physics, so where they naturally show up in physics. That's what I want to talk about, and nothing I'm going to say is my own work. It goes back to other people. So just this as a, yeah, as a starting point, but these are all ideas which are important for what I'm working on. So, like, it's the place they show up, or higher categories, one place they naturally show up in physics is if one considers topological defects.
Do you want to write a little bit more?
Can do that, yeah.
No, just lower.
Lower, not. Oh.
Then.
So these are topological defects. So what do I mean by that? It's like a quantum field theory on a really naive level. It's a tool which allows us to compute expectation values for operators. So it's something which, given some type of space time, I can compute an expectation value. There might be some point ops insertions and so on. And then a defect is just whatever I can insert, which still allows me to compute. There's a hole missing. That's something I can insert, and I can still compute a partition function. And then I might allow to have like a different quantum field theory on one side and another one on the other side. And I just want to be able to compute a partition function. And now a defect is called topological if the expectation value doesn't change if I slightly deform the defect. So if I change this to look like this, so if I just do some topological deformation, then I will get the same expectation value or the same correlation function. And now generally what I can do if I have two topological defects in a theory, so I have some defect D1 and another one D2, and since they are topologically, I can move them freely. So I can put them really close to each other, and then they look like one another defect. So I can fuse them to get a defect D1 times D2. And this already reassembles somehow the structure one sees in category theory, meaning a category abstractly is just a list of objects which are related by some type of morphisms or some types of maps between them. So here the objects are just quantum field theories, and the maps are defects between them. And now the composition is just given by fusing the defects. And also if I put three defects next to each other, somehow it doesn't matter in which order I fuse them together, because I just bring them closer. And this is some type of associativity encoded in it. Now I have somehow by describing defects which are of codimension one, so meaning they are like surfaces in a three-dimensional theory or something like that, I somehow ended up with the structure of a category. But now if I just move up a bit, so if I allow also defects of larger codimensions, so locally I have a picture which looks like this. I have a quantum field theory here. I have another one on the other side. I have one defect down, another defect up here. But now I can have defects which sit in between of defects. I can have something like this, maybe an orange, something here, and then I can even have some point defects sitting here. So let me give some names to these. For this thing, D1, D1 prime, F, and G, and this thing omega. And now I still require everything to be topological, so I can, if I have multiple of them, I can fuse them in a lot of different directions in three dimensions. So how does this look as a compositional picture or as a picture with maps? So I have one field theory, another one, and then I have these two defects between them, D1 and D1 prime. And now if I read this from bottom to top, I have a map from D1 to D2. And this was one usually called the two morphism. So I have some two morphism F here. And then on the other side, I have a different one, which also goes from D1 to D1 prime. So this is some G. And then there is a point effect relating these two defects, which you can think of as what one could call a three morphism. So this would somehow defects in a three-dimensional topological defect in a three-dimensional quantum field theory would form a three category. Okay, and so if you're interested in topological defects, then you should also be interested in higher category theory. But now you might say you are not interested in them, but I want to motivate or give you one or two reasons why I think everyone should be interested in them. And this is because they are intimately related to symmetries. So if I have a symmetry, I can use that to build a codimension one defect, which acts on a surface, which I just label by the symmetry, and it acts on a field insertion when I move it past it just by applying the symmetry to it. And this defect has the following property, that there is another defect, which is undoing the symmetry. Then what I get is just the defect which does nothing. Right? I can always have a defect which just doesn't change the correlation function at all. And this is a property these defects have. And actually, so it's called invertibility. And it turns out that up to a few minor technical points, that they're actually the same as symmetries. So symmetries are equivalent to four-dimension one invertible effects. And I mean, symmetries are good. But now having this picture allows us to somehow go beyond just ordinary symmetries. And there are two directions people have considered recently. One is higher form symmetries or higher group symmetries. And they just correspond to like higher group symmetries, they just correspond to deleting this. So we now allow all codimensions. And then there are categorical symmetries or higher categorical symmetries. And they just correspond to deleting, in addition, the invertibility. So just a codimension one topological, like all these defects are topological. So, and if one wants to study these generalized notions of symmetries, like the framework of topological defects, and how do they compose, meaning higher category theory is just a really useful tool. Okay, so thank you for listening.
Thank you very much. Any questions? Okay. Which symmetries do you mean? Which groups?
I mean, in general, I mean discrete groups. I think, but also if you have continuous ones, it's just a bit more, like the structure you get is not, like there's more structure than that of the higher category if you have a continuous symmetry. And it's not like completely clear what the answer is. So let's say discrete groups.
Yeah. Thank you.
Can you give an example of the physical system which has this higher categorical symmetry?
Categorical or form?
Categorical.
Oh, like, so this is not really my comfort zone, but I think there has been recently some work, for example, relating the ABJ anomaly to actually being part of a non-invertible higher categorical symmetry by Cordova and others. So they somehow, right, the anomaly means there that you have a defect which is not really topological, But then you can change it to something which is non-invertible but becomes topological. Oh, this is like, so this is just a traditional ABJ anomaly in gauge theories. Another good example. I mean, also, if you have a gauge theory, this is, yeah. So if you have a gauge theory, which a Lie group which has outer automorphisms, you can gauge those, which gives you the gauge theory for the semi-direct product. And this, if you want to go back via gauging, and the outer automorphism group is non-abelian, there will be, you will need certain symmetries to go back. I mean, one place of, or at least in dimension two, so one way of finding these defects, one example are Wilson lines, right? A Wilson line in a Schoen-Simons type theory is topological. And if you take a representation which is not one-dimensional or does not decompose into one-dimensional representation, this will be non-invertible as a defect. And in these young Mills type things in two dimensions, you will actually need them to undo the gauging if you want to go back. And I think people also care about these things in the standard model, but I cannot comment on what exactly is present there or not.
Any other questions?
Can you give us a quick flavor within this general big framework of a particular problem you are thinking about?
I mean, the one thing I'm interested in is the following question. I mean, I said there are like these defects, but this is like super naive in a certain sense, right? Usually field theories need additional structures to be defined, like an orientation or a spin structure, or maybe you don't need an orientation, sometimes you need a metric and so on. And you should be able to reflect all these things on the level of the category. So the most well-known example there is that if you require, like if you allow your theory to depend on a framing, trivialization of the tangent bundle, then the category would be rigid or fully dualizable. Well, every object would have duals, meaning there are more pictures you can draw than the ones I have drawn. So for example, you can bend, like you can draw things like this in dimension one, right? So this is, means there are some addition defects can bend. And then depending on what type of structures you allow, this will be reflected in different sites on the category. And for framings, it's well understood. For orientations, it's, I would say, reasonably well understood. But I'm like, one thing I'm interested in is just understanding these things in general, just having like a good categorical understanding of what all these different type of geometric structures mean and what they give you on the abstract side. Another thing is that if you have this category, you can do constructions in there. So you can, for example, look at algebras in there and they allow you to, from a given field theory, to build a new one. And this again depends a bit on the type of theories you consider. So this is another thing I'm interested in. And then just like, I mean, foundationally, like how to even define these things. Okay, I mean, there are like a lot of ways you can compose them, and somehow a bunch of them should be equal. And mathematically, it's not so easy to write down a list of axioms. And yeah, so this is another thing I'm interested in.